Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. This is my favorite time of the week. Get to visit with all you folks while we listen to Western Swing and other things, and we all get to talk about the outdoors. I've got a guest today, and we're going to talk catfishing. Mr. Bradley Doyle. Bradley is a guide down in Texas, not far from Houston, down in on Lake Conroe. And a few years ago, he's perfected a bait that catches a lot of catfish that doesn't smell to high heaven. And I thought we would pick Mr. Bradley's brain today and learn some things that we may not know about catching catfish. Bradley, thank you for being with us, buddy.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm sorry to keep you standing by during this lengthy intro, but how about this Western Swing and other things? Is this good music?
Oh, man, that's my music right there, I mean to tell you.
I hear you. Well, catfish bubblegum, that's the name of your catfish bait. I've used it. Tell us about how and why, you know, you came up with a bait that doesn't smell to high heaven, you know, but yet catches fish. How did that idea come about?
Well, you know, due to the oil field crash, I had to accelerate my retirement plan and being a fishing guide down here on Lake Conroe. And it didn't take me long to learn that I didn't like smelling like old rotten cheese bait or, you know, the other baits that just use the strong, strong scent to draw them fish in. So I went to playing around with a doe-based bait, and I started there because my sister lived on the lake and said she was catching all these fish with bread one time, and I was going to show her how to fish for real. And well, let's just say she beat me about 15-2, and you know, I just figured I'd start my bait right about there, and a few years of practice and getting it a little better, and that's all I use on my boat nowadays.
Well, a lot of people use it. There's some sense, and you've told me a little bit, don't want you to divulge your formula or anything, but there's some fish emulsions and things like that that adhere to the bait that trigger the bite, right? I mean, it trigger the catfish to bite it and eat it.
Absolutely. We did a lot of research, and we found some high nutritional value amino acids. I mean, they're essential for healthy fish and cell development. So, I mean, they have to eat it to be healthy. And you know, they don't think about food the same way we do with, you know, sweets or just something we want. If it's good for them, they will ingest it. And the more they get used to it, the more they want to ingest it. They look for it. And, you know, all in all, we want healthy fish when we pull away. You know, the ones we miss, we don't want them to feel rotten, nasty, or, you know, something that's going to pollute the water. So everything in that bait is biodegradable. And, you know, we don't leave a footprint on the lake when we're done other than the fish we put in the cooler.
Well, I've used the bubble gum, and it's the way you use it, you've taught me this. You just take it and kind of roll it in the palm of your hands into like a worm, for lack of a better term, and then you kind of use a number 6 treble hook and wrap it around it, and then put a slip weight up above it, maybe 6-8 inches, and it's as simple as that, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I'll pull up on the spot and I'll tell them up, and then I'll drop that bait down there and touch bottom and just pick up a couple inches and hold right there. You know, if I don't get a bite real quick, I'll touch bottom, pick up again. Sometimes that'll trigger a bite. It usually don't take long. You know, if you got a decent spot baited up, then it's usually pretty instant.
Yep. Well, Bradley, you know, your website's got a lot of good information, and in the Facebook page is a good way to interact and learn more about it. What is the easiest way? Go to the website for folks to learn more about it?
Well, if you want to order it or learn a little bit, we're always doing blogs and stuff. You can go to catfishbubblegum.com. And, of course, we got, you know, emails and stuff where you can email us direct, and we do all we can to help you out.
Well, Brad, believe it or not, we need about 15 more minutes today. We're out of time. How about if I get you back before very much longer and let you talk some more catching catfish? Could you do that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's my favorite subject.
Well, we'll get you back soon, buddy, and thank you very much.
I appreciate you, man.
Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.